The One Act Players present Mike Murphy's The Day Hondo Found That Rare Bottle of Wine at Sullivan's Tap and Eating Establishment. Welcome, friend, to Sullivan's Tap and Eating Establishment. The name's Hank, and I'm the host here. Are you a visitor to our fair city? Well, have a seat. How's this one? Be comfortable. May I guess that you want to hear the story? I thought so. Yeah, Sully got a lot of press on that. He's a shrewd businessman, that one. He played it for all it was worth. It brought in a lot of thirsty people. Name your poison. Not to worry. At Sully's, new customers always get a free first drink. Well, I know you're new here. I never forget a face. That's part of the reason I've had this job for almost 20 years. A lesser memory would have cost Sully a fortune. Guinness, huh? Good choice. I'll be right back with your brew. Being a Tuesday night, it's kind of slow, so I can tell you the whole story. You're in for a treat, because I've kissed the ever-loving Blarney Stone tonight. Here you are, one Guinness fresh from the tap. Do you mind if I sit with you? Thanks. These dogs of mine are getting old. Much better. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, you wanted to hear about the big day. Well, fortunately for you, most of the main players are here tonight. The big guy behind the bar, the one with the vest, that's Sully himself. No doubt you saw his picture in the papers or on the idiot box. The guy with the curly red hair on the corner stool? That's Hondo. He was the guy who discovered the thing in the first place. And that skinny guy with the gray hair in the other corner? That's Patrick Muldoon. Who? Where to begin? I've told this story so many times, I'm always wondering if I can tell it better. Being nuts? No? Okay. Well, it was back in February, it was, not too long before good old St. Paddy's Day. Sully had hired Hondo to get rid of some empty, crumbling wooden wine racks down in the basement so he, Sully that is, could use the space for storage in anticipation of the big holiday. Well, it was around 5 p.m. when Hondo, who was getting set to knock off for the day, came up carrying the bottle itself.